Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, one and all, Fully Geek Pod, episode 227. We have the majority of the man inside. It's myself, Nate, the man in the know.
What up, though? You got the one Kiss Twist.
Got your Murph. Got Murph here. I was trying to read my name.
Yeah, got Murph. Pick up man under the name, you know.
Shit, Marlon.
Don't try, Marlon. Is it Marlon Marl today? Is it Marlon?
No, it's just Marlon, isn't it?
It's just Marlon, isn't it?
Yeah, you're Richie, Marlon, Rich Grumpy Flex.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, the one they call Richard is somewhere on the motorway, hopefully doing the correct speed limit, and he will be with us when he is with us.
Oh, but I thought he was off today.
So, I don't know. He's just always, there's always something in it.
And the thing about it, he knows what time to leave as well. They're going to say, oh no, there was 5 accidents on the way.
So there's always some excuse, but if that's the case, you know, like, leave, innit?
Yeah.
It's commitment, man. It's the commitment.
Do you think that it matters what time he leaves? Like, do you think there's a time that he leaves and says, oh, the traffic will be better now? Or should he just leave? Like, there's going to be traffic. There's going to be traffic, innit?
No, Rich. He doesn't care. He just leaves when he leaves, bro. No, Rich. And, yeah.
I reckon he stays, gets some London grub, and then kicks, bro.
Yeah, standard. Standard, bro. Oh, guys, I want to lay this traffic, bro. But, yeah, just start without me, and I'll jump in.
Yeah, I think...
Well, let's be real, yeah. It's Tuesday evening. Yeah. People have finished working. There's no traffic at this time of night. Sorry, Rich.
Don't get me wrong, I hear it. It's a long journey home, innit?
It's a long journey. There's no traffic, though.
I almost feel it'd be better for him to start work early on a Tuesday and leave early. Can you do that in the banking world?
Nah, banking world.
Time would you have to start like 5, 6?
No, but I mean, like, it says starting at 9, so you start at like 8.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, you can. Like, I don't know how banking world is nowadays. It's been a minute that I've been away from the banking world, but they're quite strict on the time that you like. If you leave before 5, everyone's looking at you like you're some alien.
No, but even if you start early, though.
Yeah, even that. Like,
you do that cat meme. You know that cat meme in the car, and it's like when you get to work 5 minutes early, but you leave an hour early. You leave an hour early as well.
Yeah, but maybe it's changed. Maybe, to be honest, Barclays kind of relaxed, I would say. To be honest,
I feel that's his business, I guess. All right, how is everyone? Everyone all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all good, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, a bit of car issues, but yeah, all good, man.
Car issue, what's going on, man? Talk
about. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I didn't even tell you, man, innit? I haven't told you, man.
Tell the world. Do you want to tell the world or do you want to tell us, man?
I'll tell the world, man. So basically, yeah, I've told you about this. Like, my car, my engine light's been on for a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, just trying to avoid the truth. But, like, obviously, the timing bot's been getting a bit loud because basically the mechanic goes, listen, your time bot's cool, but I can hear it. So it could be next month, it could be next year, it could be 2 years' time. He doesn't know. However, because when it gets louder, bring it in. Because if that goes, your whole car's wrecked. And now it's going to cost your arm and leg to fix. So make sure you see, you know what I mean? When it gets louder, make sure you come and bring it to us. I was like, cool. I said, okay, this engine light, what's this engine light for? He goes, okay, they've done their investigation. He goes, okay, this engine light, what it is that it could be, it could cost you £2,600 or it cost you £300. Yeah. So let me do my reason. Let me do my diagnostics and blah, blah, blah. I'll let you know. He came back to goes, Kel, you're lucky. No, I'm lucky. I ain't got £300 because it's £300. So it's cool. I was like, all right, thank you. Pay it. So got the car sorted out. Boom. This is November. Yeah. Then about a couple of weeks back now. No. Yeah. About 3 weeks ago. Engine light came back on. I'm like, why is the engine light back on? What's going on? So we do this thing where Shufa just called the RAC and make some exaggeration. Like, oh, our engine light's on. And we can hear something rattling and blah, 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 this and that. So they still come back. Because if you say my engine light on, they'll say, I'll go to mechanics. But RAC will come in there.
Allegedly.
So yeah. So basically, yeah. So the guy done it. He goes, "I told you guys to change the timing belt. I told you. Look, it's loud. Change the timing belt." Like, cool. Anyway, what's the engine like? What's this for? What's going on with the engine? He goes, "Oh, this is just a little, so a bit of blockage in the pipe. Should cost you a couple of hundred. You should be fine." All right, cool. Send it to the garage. So drove it to the garage like maybe 2 days after that. And you know, I had some money saved in it for the timing belt because the guy told me, I had money put away. The timing belt would have cost like about 2,100 or something like that. So I had that money stacked for that. Do you know what I mean? So I went there, I was like, "Listen, I want to change the timing belt because it is getting louder and I don't want to be driving it and it goes and I have to pay arm and leg for this car. So just deal with that." And then the engine lights come back on. So if you just tell us what the issue is again. But if it's the same issue that we had in November, I ain't paying nothing because you guys should have dealt with it.
Yeah.
Cool. Get a phone call about an hour later. Yeah, it's not looking good, mate. It's the DFS, blah, blah, blah. DFS filter is gone. That'll cost you $2,600. Together with the timing belt, all in all, roughly, basically,
Did you say 5.8?
5K.
5K, yeah.
Bro, I had to pay 5K, bro. Yeah. Everything's sold out. That's my savings gone. The bonus I got last year, gone. Gone. Yeah. Oh man, not to mention I'm traveling. That money's for the traveling, but anyway. So yeah, I'm back at square one. But anyway, Mrs. drives to Dartford on Sunday night. Yeah, comes back like 1 a.m. in the morning. Babe, come outside, babe, come.
You don't tell me she had eggs in the car.
No. She goes, I can smell burning. I was like, what? So I came out. Why does the car smell like it's burning, bro? Burning. I look at some metal. Click, 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 click. It was just clicking. I was like, get inside, it's going to explode. No, I didn't do that. But I was like, nah. Because she goes, what? Or she goes, open up the body, have a look. I said, me? What? Are you trying to take all my money or something? I'll die. What's wrong with you? I'm not opening up the bonnet. It's too hot. So we came back in now. And on obviously, Sunday not open. So Monday, we went there now, and we're like, listen, we went there, the burning smell, clicking noise, what's going on? Oh, no, it's probably just because, you know, you just use the DFS for the, when you drive a long distance, the DFS will kick in, that's probably why, it's the first time it's kicking in, so it does leave that burning smell and a clicking noise, it's fine. I was like, all right, but I can't be driving a car that's smelling like it's burning, that's not usual. Can you just do your diagnostics properly? I kept it for a day and a bit. Done diagnostics, and they said, "Yeah, no, it's fine. Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with the car." But I'm just saying, this, you know, with cars, yeah, once it starts, and the thing is, I can't get rid of it because firstly, it's on finance, yeah, and the settlement is 19K, and the car is worth like 12K now. So I'm like, I'm in a loss, a mad loss. I need to fork up like 8K or 7K. Just for the settlement part, you get me. Not talking about a deposit on another car, so I can't get rid of it. So I'm just gonna keep on paying these costs. Like, I know it's not gonna be the end of it. I know in a few months' time, something else is gonna pop up, and then it's just, bro.
What did you buy this car brand new, Kel?
No, second hand.
Okay, but still, how long have you had it now?
July will be 3 years.
Okay, I was thinking about warranty and all that.
Yeah, no, the thing, they offered me warranty when I got the car. I couldn't afford it. I said no.
But the thing is, though, I say you didn't take it, but they asked you to tick every fucking box.
I know.
Gap insurance, this one. But we've been ticking gap insurance like we're not like working on that. Like, what? Yeah, it's long.
But yeah, I pray
for you, Carl.
Up to money more.
I don't know, bro. But he knows now I'm in the thing, so he better message us to let us know he's back. Because
yeah, he's having some connection issues.
Okay. Yeah. I had something to tell you, but again, I can't tell you on the pod, so we'll just keep it neutral. Also, just to some of our entertainment listeners, there are some amazing projects that have just come out. I just wanted to keep you involved. Rough Squad came out of an EP called The
Rough
Fleet.
Rough Squad, BFM.
Big. I think it's like 14 minutes long.
It's a proper set, though. This is just a set, isn't it?
It's a set. That's why it's sick.
Sick.
That's why it was a set.
I'd say Rough Squad is so underrated. Rough Squad, yeah, their beats were so unique at the time. I remember the first time, rah. And the thing about it, all producers, Rapid, Dirty Danger, Slicks, and they're all top Scholar. DJ Scholar, he passed away a few years back. But they're all top producers. So when you hear the beats, it's a sick beats. And I always thought, out of the crew, Slicks should have gone further. But I don't know why Slicks have gone further. But big. I wouldn't call it a mixtape. I just call it a set.
Yeah, it's like a set. But I think, I don't know what they released as an EP or whatever. Like, it's literally 7 songs, 40 minutes long, but it's good.
Yeah.
Definitely good. For those that like Stay Flea, Get Lizzy, they dropped a mixtape, I guess, called Stars Aligned. Shout out Sincere. Scraps dropped his album, Reflection.
Big album. Love it. Him and Guest album, levels.
And shout out to Matthew Alexander, who released an EP called Merakai.
Shout out, Matthew. Big things.
Yeah, 5 songs. Go and have a look. Go and listen to that, man. It's good. It's nice. Yeah. I like it. If you like R&B, British R&B. Yeah, so they were the stuff that were coming out. I thought, yeah, the music system, it's nice. Let's get it. We're getting back to it. Music's coming on. Anything else happening over the past couple of days?
Nah.
Superman. Superman logo.
Why is it covered in snow though? That makes no sense.
Also, I was gonna come to the Superman logo. I was asking if anything else came out before we got into the crux of it.
I don't know.
Superman.
It seems random to me. I wasn't sure in it.
Nothing else has happened.
There was things written out, but we just seem to be going on random, innit?
So Superman!
I'm ignoring it. There's no structure in it.
I've had 2 beers. I'm loaded.
Okay, guys.
We're gonna get to Superman. It was next.
Well, you asked it. You asked. I just asked the question, didn't you? I don't know.
Marley Marr, Merv, talk to us because I know that you men are very excited about this.
Go on, Marl. You take it away. Take it away.
He's on mute.
Yeah, anyway, go on, bro. Go on.
The Kingdom Come Superman logo by Alex Ross has been introduced as the new logo for Superman Legacy. Also, it's not going to be called Superman Legacy anymore. It's going to be called just Superman. So, it's exciting stuff, man.
Why is that?
I don't know. You know what? It's been since 1978 since we just had the title of the movie Superman. So, it probably sounds like it's time to call it Superman again, isn't it?
Yeah, legacy was required.
I wasn't bothered about the legacy, but I think they just probably had to sort of name it to be different from the rest of them. But actually, when you think about it, it's been 40-odd years, so that's all right, isn't it? Yeah. So, but it looks good. Don't know what you guys think about it, but
what looks good?
Yeah.
The Kingdom Come S, bro. Come on.
Look how mad that is. Yeah. That looks good.
Come on, logo,
bro.
It's a Superman emblem in snow.
With it.
Come on.
We could say the colours.
But it's not, though. I don't see how you're saying that. How is it just the Superman emblem in snow?
You might have got like you saw a trailer or
something. I haven't said anything. This business. I don't understand it either.
But look. The film's coming out next year, innit? We have to tease it. Tease it in, innit? Oh, like, we have to, like... You can't just have full trailer. They only just started filming as well.
No, I'm not saying it's a trailer. I'm saying the way you men are getting gassed about the emblem and the covered in snow is like, okay.
Well, no one's saying anything about snow, innit? I have to add the snow in, innit?
Well, because it is in snow. If it didn't have the snow, it wouldn't be effective.
No, it would have. Even if they just showed it straight, like a straight picture, I would have been. Well, like,
if you show some blood on his fist or something.
We're getting away from the dark, broody.
Yeah, they tried that.
You don't care about that stuff anymore. You want happy, joyful Superman that brings hope. Yeah, none of this injustice. Zack Snyder Superman. It's done now, isn't it? Forget about it. You know what I mean? Like,
and the snow is just to show you how cold it is. Like,
don't collude with them, please.
No, I'm with you, Merv.
All right, on gang, yeah. Like, seriously, like, jokes aside, like, what is it that is sick about the emblem, though?
It's the Kingdom Come logo. Yeah. Alex Ross's story of Kingdom Come. And it's just homage to that amazing story.
And Kingdom Come, for those that don't know, is the comic series.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be based necessarily on the book Kingdom Come, but it's just like, all right, look, all Superman logos film-wise have been slightly different. Christopher Reeve one.
May I add this quickly? It's like blasphemy, but yeah, continue. Go on.
Brandon Ralph one's a bit different. It's a bit more 3D. Obviously, there's that Snyder, Henry Cavill one's different, and now this one. I'm not offended by it at all.
I'll be honest with you.
Say your thoughts, man.
There's no thoughts. That's my point.
I guessed it.
There's no thoughts.
I guessed it because it was like, yeah. But it is a chick. It did nothing for me, bro.
You know, it's because of you non-believers, isn't it? You're non-believers, really.
No, it's not even non-believer thing. It's just like, I think it didn't even show the suit, bro. You know, if it showed the suit,
why do you guys want this, like, Give me something to work with.
Like,
what do you mean?
I don't get it, Murph. Like, if it was just a normal S, like the one we just saw, then yeah, I get your points. But it's we haven't seen this in any of the movies they've done. Like, they're showing you, look, we're bringing the Kingdom Come low. Like, it's different. How do you not see that? Like, I don't get it. No one has seen this before. It's like a moment in history for Superman. And also, it's his birthday last week. Let me just put that out there
Thank you. You sold them. They're gonna try and be ignorant about it still, but you sold it.
It don't matter what we say, Murph.
Like, you don't make it sound like I'm being mad ignorant. I'm not being ignorant at all. Yeah, genuinely. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between one Superman logo and another Superman logo.
Are you being serious?
No, you need to.
So the Christopher Reeve one, and this one, get it up on your screen.
One literally looks like an S. It looks like someone. That's why Lois said. Anyway, let me not go. He lets her know it's not an S. On my planet, it means this. One looks like an S. One looks like Kingdom Come. I don't even know how to. They both look completely different. They might have the same color in these images, but they're not the same.
Okay, all right. As much as I sound ignorant, I believe the majority of fans out there, or majority of people, won't understand the significance of what you men are talking about.
Go and James Gunn's post and see the amount of likes and comments, man. And you'll see.
I probably liked it. I don't know what I was liking it for. You guessed it up. I just pressed like. It's Instagram.
But we have to read. You have to read the comments, innit? You'll see all the stories about Kingdom Come, and you know, some people might be like, I like the upper.
Guys, give us a brief Kingdom Come. What's this all about?
No, there's no need to say that.
Why not?
I haven't read it yet properly. I read it when I was really young. I've got a comic, but I haven't actually read it.
I'm with Merv. No, but like he's older. Okay, so he's an older, more mature Superman.
Yeah.
There's not a kid one no more. You don't do no kid Superman.
This is Kingdom Come Superman. This is like after Lois, I believe, right? Like,
Lois is in it.
This is where it gets confusing.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Lois is dead.
No, I'm not saying she's dead. I'm just saying, like, Kingdom Come Superman is usually like a lot older.
Yeah.
Like, he's been through a lot. He's done all this young Superman stuff. And like, yeah, people in his life have died. Like, they've passed, they've moved on. He hasn't, because he's like immortal. So he's now
become a bit of gray.
Yeah, he gets a bit of gray. I can't go too deep into it, but the movie we're getting ain't gonna be that. Don't get me wrong. They're just giving us his logo.
Yeah.
Right, it's not gonna be what I'm saying.
Sharing visuals, isn't it?
Like, he even says it in the Flash Crisis thing.
He's a bit more miserable, grumpy at that age though. Because he's like, everyone that he knows has died. No, I need a dog.
Why do you like depressed superheroes, man? Nah, the whole purpose of superheroes.
Kingdom Come Superman, yeah,
is
based, the character in Arrowverse on Crisis on Infinity Earth was based on this one.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So he's more stoic, I would say. He's more serious as well, because he's had loss and things he's dealt with over the hundreds of years he's been on Earth. Like, it's different. It's a different Superman. But the movie we're getting ain't going to be what I'm saying, though. Like, Kel got a little excited, but he ain't there yet. They're just giving him that logo, which, again, kind of doesn't make sense because he doesn't get it yet.
Right. To get Nate's attention more as well, Wendell Pierce is going to be...
I saw that.
What's his name again? Perry White, yeah.
I saw that. Even then, I don't know.
Superb casting.
He's the guy that works in the media thing.
He's the editor, isn't he? The chief editor of the Daily Planet.
The chief editor?
Yeah, well, he's the boss. He's the boss.
You know what? This is going to sound mad ignorant as well, yeah? I sometimes get them mixed up and they're two different things.
Superman, isn't it? Not Superman, Spider-Man.
Oh, J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah. Like, I wish these comic books were like total separate entities, bro. Like,
I get that. I appreciate that. Like, for those uninitiated, I appreciate that.
Because they're the same stories, but just different people. Like, one's a Daily Planet.
You never really think about it, do you? Daily Bugle, Daily Planet.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Cool. My bad.
Who came first? Superman or Spider-Man?
Superman.
I believe Superman. So obviously Marvel copied.
Marvel copied a lot of DC, but because Marvel were ahead with the films and stuff, it comes across to the wider world that Marvel.
Now they're ahead of the films. Now
it's a recent thing. It's so recent as well. People will think that Marvel's been on top for so. It's so recent.
It's recent. Yeah. It's been about 20 years now, isn't it?
Where it started, but I wouldn't say they've been on top.
More from Blade, to be fair.
Yeah,
and that wasn't even really known as a Marvel film because not really people knew that
exactly.
This last comment I'm gonna make a logo before you finish, Mar.
Go
on. So I've just looked at the Brandon Ralph when he's wearing it, and obviously it's not actually an S. It doesn't stand for an S for super, but it doesn't look like an S this time, does it?
No,
not really. No,
really.
No. Okay, it looks like a logo.
Like, but we all know here that it's not an S, right?
Because he says it's not S.
It stands for hope.
Hope
is just the crest of the House of El,
isn't it? It's like
it's the house. it's the crest for the House of El, really.
But if you're a rapper, it's an S on the chest and all of that. But
quick. Does anyone know about John Wick 5? That's all I know. Is it's been given the green light.
Come on, John Wick forever, man.
Do you know why that's annoying? Because I don't think I finished 4, and from what I know, he was dead. But there's going to be a John Wick 5.
That was the end.
The fact that there's a John Wick 5, but he didn't die, obviously.
Bro, he's upset about his dog. It's jarring.
Nate, stop it.
The boogeyman.
That's the first John Wick, but come on, man.
Exactly, and he's still doing exactly the same thing. He's just a modern day, he's like another James Bond, bro. But I understand, but maybe I'm not supposed to understand. I understand one of you is getting quite excited about the Crow remake.
That would be me.
You know, I didn't really that's Brandon Lee, right?
Yeah, Brandon Lee,
the original one. Yeah.
I watched it. I was mad young, but I didn't like it.
I loved that film, man. The Crow.
I don't think I appreciated it. No,
nice. It's wicked. Like, I mean, just the fact that it was Brandon Lee, I was like, oh my gosh, that's Bruce Lee's son. Like, so that got me into it anyway. But I think the older I got, I just appreciated it more for the actual story.
I haven't seen it again since. Wait, I
he,
He died.
That's what I'm saying. He died during filming, right?
Same sort of death.
I feel like when I was younger, when I was watching The Crow, I used to try to look out for the spots where it wasn't him.
Because there was a stunt, you can't do it.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, he's done that well. And because of the makeup he wears, it hid it very well, isn't it? Like, yeah. I think it's apparently that scene that when he was on the table and he's getting shot up by everyone, isn't it? That's when the bullet actually went through.
Because he got shot by a prop gun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's mad, man.
You see, when that happens, don't they
it's think murder. The
film was cursed?
Yeah.
Like, they thought the film was cursed, didn't it?
Yeah, I think they're just saying like the Lee family was cursed anyway because Bruce Lee died at 32. I think he died at 32 or 33, maybe. I can't remember what age exactly, but yeah. So,
and no, they want to make a remake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in it.
But I've watched a few Bruce Lee documentaries on his death and stuff, and it's not what the public have been shown, if that makes sense. It wasn't like he just died. Like there's a lot of underlying weird things about it. Like, and then his son as well. Like they got him and his son. Like it wasn't like what. Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, it's cursed. It's not. They went after. I can't really remember, but some politics stuff. Bruce Lee teaching non-Chinese people kung fu, and the government was like, you can only teach it to like indigenous Chinese, and he went against it and taught it to anyone. And there's a lot of stuff.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that he was killed, I don't know if it's poison. I can't remember now, but yeah, like it was a mafia thing. They got him, and then they killed his son. Apparently, I'm not saying that's fact, but this is the stuff I've been
allegedly.
Said my.
Well, but what do you think about Bill Skarsgård being? I mean, that's what we had to talk about, really, isn't it? Like, what do you think about him being Eric Draven, The Crow?
What's The Crow about?
So basically, he's in a music band, and there's like an incident that happens basically, and he gets murdered basically by these gang members, and I think him and his girlfriend Shelley get murdered basically, but I think like I can't remember why, I don't know how, but like basically there's a crow and he's out to get revenge in it, and the crow brings him back alive basically, and he just goes on a killing spree and kills all these murderers basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost like that.
We didn't say it very well, but that's the gist of the story, basically.
Yeah. Did you know that this is the fifth Crow film?
Yeah. There's been other renditions, and it's like, what's his name? Edward Furlong done one, you know, from John Connor from Terminator 2. Yeah, he done one. And I was watching, oh, this is uncomfortable. I can't watch anymore. Yeah, I know Mark Dacascos done a series of The Crow as well. You remember that series, The Crow? That was quite okay.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, that was quite good, actually. Yeah.
I never watched it.
Good old 90s series. I think it was in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, late 90s. 98, 99. I didn't watch any of these, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that was good, man.
Oh, that's mad. Sorry.
It's Skarsgård, isn't it? It's that Skarsgård family, man. They're good. They're good actors.
Oh, Skarsgård. Is that the It guy? Is that the guy who played It?
Yeah, Bill. So he looks completely different, and maybe they wanted to have just a different look, innit? Maybe there's something. All right, if we try and do the kind of look that everyone else is used to, they just might feel like they're just copying, isn't it? So probably just want to try something different, like they've done with the Joker, maybe.
I didn't realize there's three brothers. Never mind. And they're all actors.
Yeah. And their dad's still in, isn't it? Still in Skarsgård.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Are you talking about the guy in Stand?
It's what?
Stand. Did you watch Stand, that series?
Stand. Yeah. I watched that, yeah. The one with Amber Heard in it as well.
Yeah.
Well, the dad's been in Bear Stuff. He's in four.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Dr. Selvig.
Right?
He's
Swedish, yeah.
He's in Dune as well. He's in Dune. Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah.
And the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. All right. You learn something new every day. Thank you for entering, empower me with some knowledge. And that wasn't down on the list, Merv, but as you've been doing most of the award shows, over the weekend we had the Brits.
Did we?
Yeah.
How did that slip past me?
We had the Brits on Sunday.
Okay.
I think the winner of everything basically was Ray. Ray won Artist of the Year, she won Album of the Year, she won Song of the Year, Brand New Artist. She came out about like, 6 or 7 awards.
Yeah, six. She won 6 awards. Yeah.
Who's Ray?
Ray is, she's the artist, and she did her album, My 21st Century Blues.
Yeah,
Ray's all right. Like, Ray's
all right.
No, I'm just going to say, I just don't know.
I'm just saying.
Ray's good, but I didn't think she was going to win all 6.
Nah. On her recent, she's quite, not old, but she's been around for a minute. I didn't like her old stuff, but her newer stuff is good. Yeah.
I liked My 21st Century Blues, but I didn't think it was the best, like, of all the ones there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess, it was better than Jay Huss's, to be fair, because Jay Huss didn't really do much effort into that one. No. Little Sims, Young Folk, yeah, I guess maybe we should do another one of the year. Group of the Year was Jungle. I don't think I know them. But they won. They beat Blur, Chasing Status, Heady One, and K-Trap. SZA won International Artist of the Year. What's the other thing? Miley Cyrus won International Song. Yeah. Cass is Dead. You like Cass is Dead, innit?
Who?
Kel. Cass is Dead.
Who's that?
You don't know Cass is Dead? Maybe it's Rich. Likes Cass. I don't know. Cass is Dead. He won Best Hip Hop Act. Google him. He's all right. I thought you was the one that brought me onto Cass is Dead, you know? Yeah, never mind. Maybe you didn't. But yeah, they were the kind of main winners. She won literally everything. Yeah, it is what it is. No, but yeah, that came out on...
Not miss her.
You didn't know about Cass is Dead? My bad. They won. That Brits was on Sunday, yeah. So that was the Brits, man. I don't know if it was live on TV or something, but I know everyone was watching it. All right, cool. Well, it being March now, there has been lots of series that have either started, films that have come out. There will be particular films that people want us to talk about. What we're not going to do this week, just because we want other people to kind of have watched it before we potentially ruin their experiences. So, first things first, we had a BMF, the return of BMF. We had BMF season 3, episode 1, Detroit versus Everybody. # Black Mafia Family. It's a shame Rich ain't here, because Rich put something in the group which I wanted to question him on. Rich said he didn't like this episode, and I don't know why.
I kind of get what he meant. This episode was a bit scatty. And you know, I don't know why people don't add too many stars. There's too many stars in the show. Like, you have
Neo's hairline.
And the wigs are awful. All the wigs are awful.
Neo's hairline was, but obviously that's better than his actual hairline. So,
ain't BMF a Power Universe program?
Yeah. Kinda.
Not really.
Made by it's a separate edit, but just made by 50%.
Okay.
The reason why, okay, if you know the BMF story, you wouldn't be disappointed by this episode. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Like, I watched it, no qualms, but for kickoff episode, it could have been better. It could have been better.
But I think if it was better, it started to embellish what happened, didn't it?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean, in that sense, like we know that both of them end up in prison, innit? Yeah, we know that both of them stop talking to each other.
Yeah,
like, we can't dress it up any other way, if that makes sense. Although I was a bit shocked that series 4 has already been given the green light before the first episode of this season.
And that was them at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Have they done like a House of the Dragon on us or something? Just like probably done a time jump without even letting us know. Like, I wasn't ready for that, man.
Yeah.
And it felt a bit weird, you know, because I feel like the real life, not the real life, the actual young actors in it, well, the current actors playing them, they're not, I feel like they're too old for them to get older characters to play them, if that makes sense. They probably should have just forced a bit of makeup on them.
Exactly.
And execute. Yeah, it's like, because they did feel like completely two different people to me. They weren't old enough to like differentiate from who they were.
Yeah, no, definitely. For me, I thought it was interesting just watching them trying to get back into it, or I guess us getting back into it. I kind of enjoyed the peripheral stories. So, for example, Detective Bryant and his son having to go to big people prison now or juvie or whatever, and how he dealt with that. And the other, his former partner, was it Jen? Was it Jen?
I think so.
The Asian woman.
The one he's met with.
Yeah, and how she's got a new partner.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but she's not a corrupt cop, though. So,
no.
So I don't understand why she took that package, those two packages. Which you know package? She stole. You know when a guy was murdered in the yard, and she took the package, the coke, the two coke packages under the bed. Did you see her do it?
No.
Or did you fall asleep? Murph, did you see that?
I didn't fall asleep.
What's wrong with you? You don't watch the program, bro. What's wrong with you, lot, man?
Don't get all high horse here. Remember, you don't have much power in it. You don't have the rights. You have the rights, bro.
Basically, yeah, they went to a murder scene, her and her new partner, and then she saw two cocaine packages under the bed, and she told her new partner to go and fetch the fingerprint device, whatever. So when she left to go and get the fingerprint device, she got the packages and hid it under a coat and walked off. I was thinking, that's not her character. She's legit. She's by the book. So I don't get why she done that. But yeah,
maybe he's corrupted her, man. Who knows?
Yeah, I've no idea. No idea.
I think it's cool. Yeah. I know you don't like the stars. It was nice seeing 2 Chainz and that in it.
Right. Nah, I don't like it. There's too many of them. There's too many cameos. Do you know what I mean?
No, but they're not going to be cameos. They're going to be in it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I don't know.
I haven't watched it, but I can imagine what Kel's saying is it makes it unbelievable because there are too many stars. Yeah. And it goes back to Superman where they needed it to be Christopher Reeve because they didn't know it. I'm playing. But yeah, I hear you.
No, but that's the beauty of that world is they all need them kind of stars for it to be relevant.
Like the Snoop character, I get it. Like that was cool, but it was just Snoop. It was just Snoop that season. Mm. Now it's like it's just too many of them. There's too many.
Yeah, like... that's what I'm saying. But that for the culture, everyone wants to be in it. Do you know what I mean? No, they had Lala in it. All of them. Do you know what I mean? They're in them programs, isn't it? Like
I don't watch it. It just sounds like a, from what you lot are saying, a show now with just rappers and singers in it.
No, it's not.
You know what? To be honest, Mar, the acting's cool. Like Neo's acting was good. 2 Chainz acting was good. It's just that because they're superstars. It's like
yeah. It's hard to believe it. Yeah.
Do you know what I did like though? There was that Asian guy, Southeast Asian.
Oh, Ando
from Heroes.
Yeah, Ando from Heroes. And he's like, oh, you need to be careful who you pick as heroes. I'm like, yep, that's an Easter egg. You guys knew what you're doing.
I didn't even clock that.
Yeah, I liked Ando. He's a bad boy.
Yeah. I thought that was good.
You know, a storyline's giving me jokes. Not jokes, because it's a sad storyline. But the parents, they're beefing, bro.
That's how it is, bro. It was when they were holding hands, yeah? She was touching the mama's chest. We thought, yes, I'm getting lucky again. She was like, no, you're sleeping on the couch.
She looked all right, though, in that gown, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
But anyway. Night. Okay. You know, I can't again. That's not exposing my business. But if you don't watch this, go and watch that because when we talk about the nightdress that made our grandparents have many, many children, it was that nightdress. It's not this cotton frock that goes down to your ankles. All right, babes? Sorry, too much information. Yeah, but it's that nighty, okay? Don't be going... Yeah, anyway, never mind.
But yeah, no, that's that storyline. Like they was just saying, the way she just... She gassed him. He thought, yes, I'm back in there. She just goes, now I'm going to go ahead with the divorce. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. At this moment, when I feel I'm about to get my freak on. Nah, man. You can't do that to me. That was painful.
Also, did you not think it was a lot, yeah, when my man brought Lala back to the crib?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
Like,
your baby mama's pregnant. Him? She's pregnant.
Terry's moving mad, bro.
He's moving mad.
Bro, imagine
I hope she's there.
You brought your side piece back to your mum's house and your missus is there pregnant. And she's accepting bare stuff. You're like, yeah, well, I just think all of us can stay here.
Is this some Lala now? No pun intended, but is this some Lala now, bro?
Lala, she's so sick. Lala is so sick, though, I'm not going to lie. And Lala's been in everything, though, to be fair.
Yeah, she's making it around.
She's definitely making it around because she's in this. She was in Power.
That's it.
And she was in The Shire.
The what?
The Shire season.
She's in... What do you mean? What season?
No, before season four. I have season four.
Lala's the chef.
Oh yeah, that my man. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sorry. Man.
You know what? Yeah, it's been so long that I've watched. It's been so long. Yeah.
Lala's out here, bro.
Yeah. Certified. She's out there. The show was the first one, actually. The show was the first one, isn't it?
Yes.
The show was the first one. Yes. Yes.
All right. Sorry. Before we get distracted, what are our expectations of BMF this season? Are we expecting anything?
No idea.
No, I don't think there'll be no surprises. I don't think there'll be any surprises, really. You know what I mean? Is this war gang, isn't it? Like, it's this never ending beef. That's what it's gonna be about.
You know? Cussing.
Yeah.
But you know what it was? It's like interesting because obviously Meech tried to do it in a certain way, innit? He tried to move like he was part of the Wire. And he was part of the co-op, yeah? Like, everyone gets their drugs, everyone's equal, everyone's on par kind of thing. But certain drug dealers are like, no, they're just on what we know, innit? So you take your stuff from up... Where are they from again?
Detroit.
You take your Detroit stuff and go back to Detroit, because that's not all we're on. Bro, when they started opening that machine gun, I said, whoa. They were just taking out people. They brought the My Man to Meech. Yeah, dead, and just left him on the floor.
But that dread guy, yeah.
Yeah.
How does he heal so quick? Is he like super strength or something? But we got
same way Lamar did, isn't it?
Say again?
Same way Lamar healed quickly as well, isn't it?
Exactly. But he got battered in the bar, champagne bottled, everything. Then I see him next day talking to kids, all like, get me, no, Mark. And then Andor beat him up, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes and delivers a dead body calmly. I'm like, but he's got battered in a metal rod to your jawline. And you, I was confused. Like, what's going on? But yeah. This is the power of influence. This is the power of influence on BMF. Just saying.
Yeah. Shout out Kelly Who.
Yeah, Fonte Beach, man. Original.
All right, well, BMF, that has now returned. I'm not going to lie to you and pretend to you I can tell you what channel it's on, because I don't know, bro. I don't know. And it's pissing me right off. Like, do you know that you can no longer get Lionsgate Plus?
No.
Lionsgate Plus, since February 29th, is no longer in the UK. So if you get it through Amazon, you can still get it through Amazon, but every other streaming app, if you just got Lionsgate Plus, you cannot get it. So because of that, I don't know if we'll get any other powers. I don't know how it's going to work in England.
Oh, what a shame.
Anyway, moving on. It's such a little shit, bro. So yeah, the power universe might be dead in the United Kingdom, boy. All right. I want to start with a cartoon that has been introduced into the world by Disney. And I'll probably say it wrong, but I want to say it is Iwaju.
Iwaju. Yeah. My missus told me it means to look ahead, or it's in front of you. Stuff like that. Yeah.
And it's actually done by Walt Disney as well, isn't it? Because at the beginning, you see the Mickey Mouse and the
yeah.
Yeah. It's sick.
Bro, no, it's sick.
Big, man. Big, big, sick. Big, big.
So it's six. It's a six-part series on Disney Plus. Probably about 20, 22 minutes episodes. Lands. And it is on Disney Plus. They speak in English, but they also speak in Nigerian Pidgin and bits of Yoruba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Or in the words of Krypton Conan, Yoruba. talk to us. If you were going to tell somebody about this program, they should watch it. Why should they watch it?
Is this, for me, is this essential to the culture in the sense of, I haven't seen it. Obviously, there's been black animations, yeah. But there was one on Disney as well, right? Last, of course.
Yeah, that's the one that Nate didn't like.
Yeah. But I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, but this, but it wasn't authentic like this. When I say, because of the accent.
Yeah.
They all had Nigerian accents. They all spoke the Nigerian language, and they all spoke the pidgin, the broken English Nigerian. And they had picky hair. Bruv, like, I see no animation of picky hair. I was like, gunshot. All the, even the dreadlocks or curly hair, but they never showed the essence of the original root man. You get me? And it does show the ugly side. It shows the ugly side of what could happen in that world. You know, in the sense of kidnapping and, you know, people that you think you could trust, but you can't really trust because, yeah, like it does happen in that part of the world, to be honest. It's a good watch for the kids. The kids, I mean, I'll be real, for our race, it's good to watch with the young uns and let them see and watch cartoons that represents us. Do you know what I mean? I liked it, man.
Yeah, it felt so culturally appropriate. Do you know what I mean? Like. And it's like every all the characters that were talking and just like, you know, these people you've met these people in real life. Like even what's his name? The bad guy, Bodhi. He was the best character because
100%.
There's little things that he'd done. Like he just like, he was very jovial, very jokey and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I know
this man. I've met this man in my life before, innit?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Just like, even the little minor details down to even the water bags as well. I'm like,
massive.
I drank out of one of those. Do you know what I mean?
Massive.
They pay so much attention to this. It's amazing.
Sick. Like,
All right. So, would you call this okay? Can I get away with calling this a cartoon or animation? Like, just obviously,
but you call it a cartoon. I'm sick of it.
No, I know.
I mean, you call it animation nowadays, isn't it?
Animation. Really a lot of cartoon things. If you're talking about Tom and Jerry,
the animated series. It's an animated series.
No, but this is different. This isn't like the stuff that you lot watch.
It is.
It's called an animated series.
End of.
That's it.
Okay, I'm going back to
what's it.
This isn't like the stuff that you lot normally watch. Like,
as in,
I enjoyed this. Yeah. I don't enjoy the stuff that you lot watch. That's what I mean. So, like, how would I differentiate them?
It's still an animated series. It's like, look, okay, what? Name one that Nate don't. Name one that you don't like.
He doesn't watch what we watch. That's what I mean. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm trying to think. All right, why is it not coming to me quickly? Anyway. Yeah, say something like Avatar, the animated series of Avatar. Yeah, like you probably didn't watch that, did you? Yeah. So Avatar's an animated series, and so is
Iwaju. Don't look like this one.
But both of them are animated series. It's just a different story. It's like
I'm talking about the style of I'm talking about visually. I'm talking about the style of drawing. Like what kind of is there?
You're talking about anime. Yes, you're talking about anime, isn't it?
Like, I don't know. I'm saying that I enjoyed this. Like I enjoyed this one. And I enjoyed the other one we watched over the summer.
The Bounty Hunter. My Dad the Bounty Hunter.
I liked My Dad the Bounty Hunter and the other one, but which is a little bit more realistic. The one where he was in love and he was like,
Intergalactic.
Those ones I really liked, and I don't know if I liked
him. I wonder why.
The black ones. Oh yeah. This guy. So racist, man.
I'm trying to be slick. That's beating around that bush, boy.
I don't beat around the bush, I beat through the bush. But I need to know. I'm also asking, is there a style that if I see cartoons like this, like, this is cool? Or is it just the fact that because they were stories that I could identify with, I enjoyed them?
Yeah, I think it's all right. I think it's all right to say that you like them because you identify them. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But
yeah,
just say, isn't it?
No. I was just asking, just because I want to know, like, is it me that I'm not just giving some of the animated series that you watch a chance?
It's not your thing.
I think it's the type of genre that you remember. Obviously, it's animated, but on top of it, it's the genre of animation.
You like the whole what's it called? You like the Marvel one, right?
That one was good. That was good. Yeah. But I think it's because I like Marvel, innit?
Yeah, but I think that's different. But yeah, Marvel was just Marvel in its own.
DC, I think it was DC. I think we watched, innit?
Okay, so Nate, did you watch the ones that come on Netflix? Is it Love War Machine? What's it
called? Love Death Robots.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Okay.
Like, there was something, because remember, each episode had a different
style. Yeah.
Too much.
It's not your thing. It's not your thing, innit? That's it. Yeah, I mean.
All right, well, as long as you know, like, it's, I'm not trying to be offensive when I say
that. I mean, to be fair on you, you have made an effort to watch them. Do you know what I mean? So if this gets you into animation, fine. Like, different stories are going to get you into animation, isn't it?
But yeah, like, I really enjoyed this one. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. It was a futuristic.
I watched it twice. You know, I ain't got time to watch things twice. I watched it twice, bro.
Yeah.
That's how big it is.
I didn't watch it twice. I'd
recommend everybody.
Why don't you see it?
I will. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
I might get I might try and watch with the kids.
It's such an easy watch.
And it's
such
the fact it's a futuristic Nigeria as well. Like, it's
like the cars,
they could fly, all of that kind of stuff. Like, it was cool.
And I like that the old town where it's still real. Like, you know what I mean?
Real Lagos.
You want to watch it with the kids, yeah?
Yeah, I watched it.
That's why I haven't watched it. I thought it's Disney, so on the Disney. I know. Like,
I watched it by myself the first time. Don't get it twisted.
I think it's a very good storyline. I think that it was current, the music was good, like everything about it was, it felt
the characters real.
Everything.
I'm angry though. Obviously, when I put like the post up, trying to jam all the songs in it, and it's like no results found. I was like, okay, safe, isn't it? Racist.
No, definitely. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good storyline. It was definitely a believable storyline. I liked it, had a good ending. I mean, everything about it was cool, man.
It's really good, man.
You know, I love even like the attention to detail that Murph was talking about. How when I forgot the main character, the main villain, when he had the money, he like had loads of it. He just took out one little sack, the small sack one.
Yeah.
And when he's showing it out, what he's saying, like, hey, guys, see?
He said something twice to one of them guys, isn't it? Yeah.
Like, they're getting pennies, but the way he's gassed them up, in their mind, they're making money. Do you know what I mean? But that's how they are. Listen, my Niger guys, no offense, but that's how they got that talk, that twang where, like, you think you're on the same par as them, innit? Like, right, yeah. Mm. Like we make it, but nah, bro, we're just getting pennies from this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
they're puff puff as well, bro.
Yeah, that puff puff. I don't like puff puff. You know, I don't like.
And the breads, is what was it? The sugar.
Yeah.
No, definitely good. Definitely good. Do you watch that site on Disney Plus? Last week, I'm mixing up a bit to be honest. Last week, we wanted to talk about Mea Culpa. Kel, you've watched it now, innit? The one with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
Marley Marl, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I was ready last week.
Oh yeah, you had 20 minutes to go. Yes.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, my bad. I wasn't ready last week. Shit.
I know, Merv, you've watched it twice because you wanted to watch that scene again. Trying to get ideas, ideas for the weekend. The he was like, "Is that edible pain, or how do I do that? How do I do that?" All right, so
by myself, yeah.
All right, what are our thoughts on the film? F. Richard, I don't know who he is.
Like I said last week, it's just funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I get where Merv's coming from. You can't take it serious. It's not a film you can take serious, but it's meant to be serious. Yeah, it's not meant to be serious. Yeah, but it is. It's an enjoyable watch. I kind of saw the twist coming. I saw it coming. Of course.
I didn't see it coming at all.
No, I did. There was a scene where I thought, the brother, like, I was stuck against the brother the whole time. Yeah. But there's something, I can't remember what it was now, but it was a scene where I thought, like, there's something not right here. But I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, I didn't know the husband was in it from the start. I thought that surprised me. That surprised me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
So, yeah. But what did you want to speak about, Nate, from last week?
No, it was that we wanted to talk about the film, but we hadn't watched it, so I wanted you to kind of see.
There's a part. You see, I want to talk about this part, but I went.
No, because I hadn't watched the end, I think. So, like,
yeah, because we couldn't talk about the last bit because he hadn't watched the end.
Okay.
We couldn't talk about the reveal.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
That was like the 20 minutes, the end.
The mum lying about the whole cancer thing. That's deep, man.
Yeah.
I probably believed her as well, you know.
She's a horrible woman. She's a horrible, vindictive bitch.
Horrible woman.
that's why it's funny because she was such a villain. She was such an unapologetic villain. All of them were. But even the way she was acting, like when they went for dinner, her birthday dinner, or whatever, I wish you could have been married to. Like, who would in their right mind do that? It's just not realistic, right? Isn't it? Like,
exactly.
It's not realistic. It's the fact that everybody else just allowed it. And I guess you do have those kind of overbearing mums. You remember, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, I'm not comfortable with this mum and son thing. Like, it's too much. The mum and son thing was too much, like, for the sons to have wives and they both dote on their mum like this. It was too much. I'm assuming as a woman, you want a son to be close to his mum. But not this close.
It's like
he just went to the full extreme of right. Because there's going to be characters that have wives and they're just going to dote on their moms completely, like to the maximum. Like, it's like, come on.
But how did you feel? Like, sorry, I'm going a bit off script. But how do you think my man felt when he knew he's going to be acting with Kelly Rowland? My man's from London, but from the ends, like. And you're going to be in the film with Kelly Rowland, bruv, touching her up, kissing her.
Which one? The one that was
her husband.
Well, you know he's British.
Yeah.
But just imagine, like, bruv, like, I'm gonna be in the film with Kelly Rowland. She's gonna be my wife, like, bruv, like, that's a madness. You don't care for her.
I'm doing it, but I was like, I'm thinking, what's this loaded question? It's like, oh, is that it?
having been in Kelly's presence, she's absolutely amazing. Like, she's like, I always thought Kelly was better than Beyonce.
Yeah.
I thought she was better than Beyonce. But it's a big move for him, like, considering where he's been, to say you're playing opposite Kelly Rowland, but obviously Kelly's not big, massive superstar actress or whatever yet, but I think it's massive.
In the Tyler Perry flick as well, that's big. Still big, isn't it, to be in a Tyler Perry film?
And Tyler Perry's just Tyler Perry, isn't it? And like,
yeah.
Even the other thing I wanted to know, you see Jimmy, yeah? Jimmy was the Kelly, Mia Harper's brethren, the one who was the private investigator, whether it was that worked with her.
Oh yeah.
He used to be a sister back in the day.
Yeah, that's it. He was tired. I knew I recognized him.
But like, did he fancy her or something?
Yeah, they gave us some kind of vibes like, have they had some kind of relationship before or something?
Why are you still watching him after the case is done? Like, what's wrong with
even
him?
Like afterwards, even like he goes, oh, do you want me to come back home? I'll come straight to you. Like, thinking, why, bro?
I think he knew that was false. That image he sent her.
Yeah.
That's what made her go to the other guy, isn't it? Which is kind of quick to be like, okay, I saw that. Let me go. Nah, give it a couple of days. But yeah,
can we talk about that guy, please? Because he was the comic relief, bro, of the whole film, isn't it? have you given him these lines to write, or is he just improvising? Like, just directing himself.
Bars.
Why aren't you looking at me? Turn around, look at me. You know you want to be in me. That's how he was the whole thing, isn't it? It's
the one was,
you know, you want this.
When Kelly met the other woman, and she said the same bars line for line. I said, this brother, you know, like, bro, you got a way to score a goal, and that's all you know, bro. And he knows that if he follows this route, he's going to hit the back of the net. And that's what he did every time.
Yeah, and it worked every time, bro.
Worked.
He was so monotone. It was hilarious, man.
Yeah, I mean, but he was definitely full of himself. Definitely that he was that kind of guy, full of himself.
Yeah.
But I think the girls like that like a little bit of arrogance to get it.
Yeah, the bad boy's a bad boy, isn't it? Yeah.
But also, it's unrealistic in the sense of, I don't believe there is any lawyer that is going to sleep with the criminal like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there was,
it doesn't matter.
No reason. Like, even if she did fancy him, like, it's like, come, you're going to risk your whole career, for an alleged murderer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, like,
you want to get into the frame of mind to find out why girls like him. No, that's dumb, bro.
Yeah.
It's just, all right, ask other people.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lie. I think
the diary storyline.
The premise of the film was kind of dead to me.
Oh yeah,
it was very. It was just talking, just a lot of talking. Like, the plot was so weak. So I'm just sorry. I tried to just move it to that.
No,
like, I'm being too quiet. I just feel like even the I forgot what I was gonna say now. But yeah, and then the plot twist at the end, when it was, they tried to make it like a thriller. I found that it was very cheap. The mum acting, she didn't seem like she was a mum in any capacity. And then to be the mum of these two guys, I just didn't feel I don't know, maybe it's me. The storyline was weak.
Yeah.
And even when Kelly was her name, Mia, I don't know her actual name in the thing now.
Mia
Culpa, yeah. When she finds the chick in Dominican Republic, like, any smart person, like, she's a lawyer, yeah, so she's got brains. You wouldn't approach it, hey, you're her, stop, no, I'm gonna chase. Wouldn't you just call the authorities and be like, yep, she's here,
take a photo, email it,
exactly, bro. I'm like, what?
You can email,
and then now she's not gonna be there, and nah, it was just,
no, it's funny, bro. You can't,
like,
even
end of the brother, like, yeah, I want to thank my lawyer, like, the wink at the camera kind of thing. It's just cheesy. It's just a cheesy movie, like, I understand why it's.
This last day last week, it's like a date movie, isn't it? You watch it with a date, just chill, whatever, and you have a good time with it.
But I hate that I sit there and watch the whole thing as well. But I hate it. Like, that's my life.
I mean, that's funny, 2 hours of Roy.
It wasn't bad. I don't think it was bad like that.
No, I'm not saying it was, because I actually found myself watching it and being like, seeing what's next, but nothing was happening. Like, so I was fixed on something. Like, the film got, the advertisement it got, you'd think it was going to be a bit bigger than what it was. I don't know.
To be fair, you see, once I knew Tyler Perry was doing it, that lost all
and
my
that's it. Yeah, there you go. Tyler Perry.
I lost all my expectations because, like I said, it was for Tyler Perry. That scene is for Tyler Perry, bro. Nobody else. Yeah, I would. At Tyler Perry's house, I no doubt he's got the extended version, bruv.
It's true.
The extended blooper cut, bruv. But yeah, that is on Netflix. A few more things have come out. The completely made up Adventures of Dick Turpin, which on Apple TV, starring Dwayne Boachie. which I guess is
family of the show.
Family of the show. It was just a good comedy. It was like, it's something I don't think it takes itself too seriously, but it was just that kind of old school comedy.
Yeah.
Which I think would appeal probably to the masses in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely not. And like I said, it's probably something that we don't watch maybe as a collective and stuff, but it's like, when you watch it, you can't help but laugh and smile. Like, it's funny. What's his name? Noah Fielding doesn't even feel like he's acting. He just feels like he's participating with these actors and just improvising, which doesn't seem like a bad thing, by the way. It's like he's just having fun with that role, isn't it?
It reminds me of how I feel about Deadpool. Who plays Deadpool again?
Ryan Gosling. I mean, Ryan Reynolds.
He reminds me of how Ryan Reynolds is. Like, I would imagine that you go on set and you do whatever the hell you want to do, and everyone else will just work around you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Like he just, like, when he comes to work, say, so I'm going to change the lines. What I'm going to do.
That's what it felt like. It felt like improv all the way. And it's like, this is working so amazing. Right.
And it's got this little, and there are so many stars that kind of just turn up.
Yeah.
Like Greg Davies, having a whole episode of Greg Davies in there. You've got Asim Chowdhury that came in, obviously, as the Warlock. Joe Wilkinson. Like, there's so many, like, big British stars that are in this. Like, for me, especially for someone like Dwayne, I feel like this will only put him in a different realm of acting.
Yeah.
Like, he'll no longer be typecasted as the little black gangster boy. You know, little black gangster boy, that's what I mean. But you know, like Blue Story and all of that kind of stuff. This will now put you into the realms of different types of genres of films.
Yeah, we'll elevate him.
Yeah, 100%. So they had the first three episodes out, and then it's gonna be released weekly on Apple TV.
Yeah, no, it's good, man. It's a good watch.
No, definitely funny. I haven't watched Shogun, but I know you, man, have been watching Shogun. What you were now? Episode 3?
Yeah, episode 3.
I haven't seen episode 3 yet. But,
yeah, neither have I, yeah. No, but yeah.
It's a big, big show, man. Big. It's got so much potential. So much. Like, not potential, but, I mean, it can grow. I can see it growing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a Game of Thrones kind of growing, in the sense of that kind of thing. Yeah.
Because I think, because there was like an original TV series of it as well, so I think this has been like very anticipated, like, and especially it's got I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but you've seen him in a lot of kind of he was in John Wick, he was in the Wolverine, like, basically he's that typical,
he's that guy, the Far East, he's the Far Eastern guy, yeah.
I mean, really, to put respect to his name, huh?
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Hiroyuki Sanada. Yeah. He's like, whenever he's in something, it's like, you know, it's going to be levels, right?
And what I like about this is that you got to put your phone down.
Yeah, you have to.
Subtitles, most of, like, 80% subtitles. So, like, you got to, like, put your phone down and just watch.
Yeah, it's not like back in the day, it's like you're just watching, let me just watch a martial arts film and it's just pure fighting and the minimum dialogue. No, this is like, it's not just about.
There's different families, there's no politics.
Yeah.
So you have to know who's who and who's against who and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So it's what you're saying to me is, Nathan, when you watch it, you have to be awake.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Yeah. I can't watch it. After the pod, I can't go and watch the episode.
Nah.
Yeah, there's no like falling asleep and like, oh, I'll probably catch it in the recap. No. You will rewind it and watch it again. Yeah. Or watch it the next day.
But them man there, they were back in the day. I'm not spoilers, but they were evil, man.
Well, this is what I'm saying, you know. I fear the most, yeah. Like, if I was to ever get attacked by a weapon, do not bring your sword to me, bro. Where did people just like dismember you and like, no, it's long.
What they done to the English guys? That English guy, bro. What they done to him? No spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's mean, you know.
Bro, No, from what you lot are saying, I know there's no quick deaths in it, especially back then, them times. Every death's a pain. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling this for 20 minutes.
Yeah, bro.
And everything for a reason.
And it's not even that. It's their sacrifice. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've been to that part of the country, innit? That part of the world, sorry. And they're very cultured. Very, very cultured. And they're very...
traditional.
Everything's routine. And it feels like if they break this routine, this is a well-known fact, but like Japan's got the highest rate of suicide. And I think it's because, like, it's so disciplined.
Yeah.
And it's so, you can't branch out. So it's like, I think if you try and branch out or whatever, if you're not doing what you're meant to be doing, you're seen as an outcast, you're seen as a, do you know what I mean? And you have to, it's like, you have to be punished. But that's the kind of culture that they have there. And like when I'm watching it back in the day, I can see where it's come from. Do you know what I mean? That culture, that strict culture. And if you come out of line, or if you're out of line, like if you speak to an elder a certain way, you have to apologize. But that's not even enough. You got to do a madness again. Like,
what? Where are we talking about? I don't even know where this is.
I don't give no spoilers. That's what you man watch it, and then
is it like a China kind of thing?
Japan.
Okay.
Japan.
Yeah. I was only asking because it comes back to what I was saying about I know it's two different places before anyone comes at me. China, the Bruce Lee thing, like he was this superstar and he was, like you just said, there's like a lot of culture and like I said, the whole teaching outside of your race, Kung Fu is for us. Yeah. Like there's a few things,
Do you remember that dragon, the Bruce Lee story, the dragon from it? It's like, you must not teach the Guaido. That's what he's saying in the episode.
Big and the fact that they put that in the movie, like, it's a big deal. Like, let's make sure we get that in there. So, like, I don't know. But, yeah. I can understand what you're saying. I want to watch it now.
Yeah, that's deep.
No, that's... And that is on Disney Plus as well, yeah?
Yeah, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Okay, so literally the episode came out yesterday, then. Or today.
Yeah, today, yeah.
And there's only three episodes, yeah?
So far.
So you can catch up.
Cool.
I will do that. What else has been out this week? I know Richard ain't joined us, and I know he would have loved to talk about Big Brother, but Celebrity Big Brother has started. And I was going to say former friend of the show, but she doesn't really like us very much. ZZ Mills is in the house, as is Reggae. Levi Roots. There are obviously other contestants, but those are the contestants that I care about. And Sharon Osbourne and the pervert from... not pervert. Well, he was a bit of a pervert. The one from X Factor.
Pop Idol.
Louis Walsh. Oh. Yeah, Pop Idol. Yeah, they're in it as well. But Sharon doesn't look well.
No, Sharon is about 80 years old. But she's got like a, she's carrying. Well, she's
is
got,
it?
Yeah. No, okay, let me know. I might be exaggerating. I know Merv's in the Googles right now.
That's the thing.
But like, yeah, no, they don't look well.
You can tell the plastic surgery, the
Botox. She's 71.
So you can tell the Botox. It's mad because my mom is 74. Yeah.
That's 74.
Yeah, man.
Fuck off, that's really fuck off. That's
really
fuck. I mean, like,
get out of
here.
Yeah, man.
My mommy looks good, bro.
No, safe. But I'm just saying, like, imagine mom's Botox in the whole gaff up. Do you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
But yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, anyway. But yeah, I don't have no interest to watch this.
No, I won't.
I think it was just
the fact that she went in and one of the first things she did was put ZZ up for nominations.
Exactly.
I thought it's a bit much, like, but I'm hoping that ZZ will go in there and let people know about ZZ and she will change some people's perception on her. She's become very slim as well now.
If I watch it because of her,
what's the perception of ZZ?
No,
very outspoken, very,
yeah. loud. Sometimes yeah. she'll be a bit
very opinionated. Yeah.
But I think if it would be good for her to be able to also again be introduced to a wider community.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Than just the quote unquote urban community.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's 2026. Yeah. They're doing Celebrity Big Brother. They're doing Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. They've approached the Fully Geek Pod. Are you not doing it?
Nope.
No. No way.
You know, I never asked that because Nathan would.
No, no, I'm asking because, like, generally, I'm saying they came up to you. They offered you the bag, bro. They offered you
better
the bag,
chance of me going what's into the Big Brother. I'll say that it's a better chance. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing no jungle crap.
Let's talk.
There's a what's slimmer.
Rich will do it though. Rich will do it.
Yeah, Rich will love that.
They're saying
no, it'd be all Cockney as well, innit?
Every elevate the podcast to a whole nother level. Yeah, to a whole nother level, bro. Yeah. You're talking, okay, there's no longer Spotify doing deals, but we're talking Apple TV have approached you for you to do a live one every week or as many times a week, twice
no
a week.
No means no.
Apple TV.
We're so if I say yes now, that means I'm selling my soul because it's a bit nah.
No, bro.
So let me, brother, none of you are doing it.
I'll learn every language just to say no to you
like
right
I
now.
Said, Big Brother's got a better chance. Like when I was younger, and I used to watch Big Brother. No. I used to want to be on there. Like back when I was funny.
Nine.
And I said nine.
Right, Celebrity Brother. Okay, we're saying Celebrity Brother. Mished. No, you're saying Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
No. None of them. No.
I don't care what you have to agree on that.
What about stuff like Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Them kind of programs.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Actually, yeah.
I'm not going anywhere to eat snails and eat. Come, have you seen these shows where they try and make you drink donkey cum and stuff like that? Pause. I don't know. Like, hey, eat this camel. Eat this camel.
That's a donkey cum, like Kong.
Man. Here's a camel penis for you to eat. And if you don't eat it, none of your friends get to eat anything all night. No. And then all that pressure's on me to eat a dick. No. No.
All right, cool. I'll ask Rich when I see Rich to see if he would do it.
I swear he already said he would do that.
They're taking the podcast to the next level, you know. Apple TV money, bro.
Would you do it, mate?
Exactly, what you do it?
If it's an international version.
Oh, here we go. You can't keep moving the goalposts, bro.
Isn't it? Same rules, bro. Same rules you gave us.
BBC.
Prime time ITV.
Sorry, Kel. Please. Because when you said that the first thought.
because they're both on ITV as well. So I didn't know where you was going with this.
I was talking about the camel thing as well. And yeah.
Okay.
Nah, Big Brother, cool.
Yeah. I'll go on Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, if all of us are on Big Brother, that's I'm blessed on that.
I'll go on Celebrity Big Brother.
Don't film me in the shower. That's the only issue.
Normal Big Brother. I would have got normal Big Brother.
Once you're in there, bro, you've got no rights for anything.
No, but Celebrity Big Brother, I feel you have more rights than any of them because they can't disrespect you, really. Normal Big Brother, they can kind of treat you like an idiot. But Celebrity Big Brother, nah.
Oh, Celebrity Big Brother. Did you say Celebrity Get Me Out of Here? The jungle. Did you say
I
that as well?
I thought about Celebrity Get Me Out of Here as well, as in like a separate entity.
Oh, sorry. That's what I heard. I thought you said Celebrity Get Me Out of Here or Big Brother. So it's just Big Brother, Celebrity or normal. Okay.
Celebrity Big Brother. I'm elevating us as celebrities, by the way, but I mean.
I think you just said this, but you'd get away with more as a celebrity, right? You could be like, nah, I'm not doing that. I don't know, bruv, because some of the things, I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh. Also, Merv, just to keep you updated, Oscars are out this Sunday.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But you know what? I was going to say, I know we said we're going to talk about it next week, but we don't have to give any spoilers.
No, we're going to talk about it next week.
No one's going to be talking about it next week, is it? We are going to talk about it next week. No, but the world, we need to keep up with the times. Yeah. Nah, I'm saying to you.
Trust me, we're doing it next week.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I watched June, the first June year, for the second time. The first time, I didn't rate it. And I watched the second time, I'm like, okay. Okay. I get it now. I think the first time I watched, I didn't know what was going on really. I feel I was half in, half out. But like now, like watching it again, I get it. It was a good film. Wasn't marvelous or historic or whatever, but it was good. It was good. The first one was good. So yeah, that's all I'll say.
Did you watch?
I've seen the second one yet. So
did you start that Constellation thing Murph told us about?
I watched it
first episode. I'm on a second, like halfway through second. I'm kind of enjoying it. I don't know what's going on, but the fact that she, like, all of a sudden she's now back, it reminded me of From a little bit.
I know when you guys were asked to watch From All Mankind, I think you were expecting some kind of extraterrestrial stuff. All right, then that is a sprinkle of that hair.
Yeah. It's not bad so far.
What's it on Apple?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Apple, yeah.
What's it called again?
Constellation.
Like, the first episode is kind of slow, like, it's building up the story, and then the second episode kind of like, oh, shit, I didn't expect what's going on here.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much, but we'll talk if you watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's only 4 episodes, right? Like, all together, I think it's literally...
Yeah. Did any of you watch Napoleon? That just came out on Apple TV.
No, but I want to watch it, so we can't talk about it.
I watched it as well.
Like, I want to watch it. I wanted to watch it in the cinema, and I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I watched it.
Just saying.
The time you got is amazing, but I can't.
Have you got more time, bro? You go to cinema more than anyone here, you know. So
no, I do. I go to cinema.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, for me to go, I can limit the amount of shows. For example, this week I did what did we talk about? We talked about season 3, BMF. I finished watching the Dubai thing that Demma spoke about the other day. Yeah. I watched June Part 2. I watched Uraju. Like, so I'm saying is that I can only do so much.
I watched The Borders that Nate recommended. I watched that.
How come we didn't talk about... I haven't watched it, by the way, but the Bob Marley movie.
Nate, you did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I know Nate did his own review, but I don't remember we discussing it.
We didn't discuss it.
Oh, maybe I wasn't on it. Maybe I wasn't.
Maybe you weren't
there.
I've watched it since, but I didn't watch it when you watched it.
I think Marley Marl, I don't think anyone watched it when I watched it, you know?
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it now? Have you watched it?
No. Oh. Just wondering.
And that guy from Constellation, he's in Beverly Hills Cops, isn't it?
Henry.
His name is Henry? The one with the glasses.
Well, the old one or the new one?
The old one.
Oh. Probably didn't recognize him.
Oh, shit. Is the new Beverly Hills Cop already out? That's not out yet.
No, not yet.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The one, and he was the baddie in Beverly Hills Cops.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. I was watching it and I was like, I swear, but he looks mad old because now you said it. I was like, it is him. Thank you. Yeah. Like, he's on
Earth. Oh, the guy that was in, you're talking about Mike from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I remember him in Beverly Hills Cop, to be fair, you know. Like, I just remember, like, to me, he's just Mike, isn't it, from Breaking Bad.
You don't remember him in Beverly Hills Cop when he punched him in the stomach and he throws him out the building?
Maybe when I was... You know, it's my
name. The original Beverly Hills Cop, right? Yeah.
I watch it now, I'll just, like, instantly recognize him.
Do you know why I say that? It's because I watched Beverly Hills Cop the other day. I watch Beverly Hills Cop every time it comes on.
I ain't seen that film for years.
I watched the third one again the other day. I watch number literally if it comes on Comedy Central, I will sit there and watch it.
I'll never watch number 3 again.
I love number 3.
That's funny, man.
I thought number 3 was good, man.
Jonathan Banks. I think that's who we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Number 3, and then that was the one where
My guy died in that one, and I knew it because, like, he didn't die in the first two, so it's obvious he was gonna eventually die. Like, his captain.
Yeah.
That upset me, man. Same thing they done in Bad Boys 3. Bray lost all this time. You know, when he couldn't, he's like, oh, I was shooting them all in. Now you kid, I'm shooting bricks now.
The captain, John. Yeah,
and then the third one, he's dead. Why do they do that?
Like, they're just back filming up, by the way, Bad Boys 4.
Bad Boys 4 is...
Let me not go into this thing. Like, I'm telling this slap, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this wasn't real. This is... You're going to get your Oscar if you do this one last performance. You got to slap Chris Rock. Chris Rock, you'll get a major... our Comedy Central special, Will Smith, you're going to get your movies, but you're going to be away for a little bit, and then people are going to be like, yes, he's back, and you're going to smash it with Bad Boys 4. I know I'm rambling, but this is just what I think. Kel, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Bad Boys 4 is done, isn't it? They've
Okay.
So, you know why I'm laughing, yeah? Because this is like last week or 2 weeks ago where Kel... Like, was it? Listen, you just said something
at all, bruv. Like, we all want to progress. Like, this is what people are watching, but man, just literally not listening.
I was. I didn't even say that to you last week.
We were having a conversation, and then you asked him about his T-shirt. And then you're moaning that we're critiquing a movie when we're here to critique movies. Like, this guy, back me up, someone.
No, I hear you, Kel. Merv said. They just wrapped up Bad Boys 4. And then we started talking about Bad Boys 4, yeah? And then you went, yeah, so they wrapped up Bad Boys 4. Thinking,
oh, I swear no one's lagging as well. No one's lagging.
Have you noticed?
You're froze.
Oh, what were we?
Because Richard's not on. No one is lagging this week. All right, guys. Before we wrap up, is there anything that people should be watching or should be watching? Please watch Dune Part 2 before next week so Merv doesn't have an aneurysm, because I know he wants...
No, Merv,
did you like it?
It's a cinematic masterpiece, isn't it? Yeah. It's a delicious film, bro. Sure. Yeah. And every, like, yeah. Go and see this in the cinema. Yeah. IMAX if you can do as well.
Did I fall asleep?
Yeah.
That's
a yes.
About okay, let's 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Do not watch this on your phones. Do not watch this on your phones, your tablets. Go into the cinema and watch it.
Okay, Merv. Yeah, sure.
This is cinema at its finest, isn't it?
I'm going to wait until next week. And I'm hoping that next week, by that time, I've got further in the audiobook so I can understand different pieces a bit more before I critique it next week.
Yeah. Yeah,
I need to know. I need to get a bit more background.
Yeah,
although somebody at school ruined all 8 books. I was talking to him. He goes, "Oh yes, because this person does this," and I thought, "You can't, bro." Sorry, my language, but that doesn't happen till book 8. It don't happen to book 8.
It's fully no need for that, isn't it? It's fully no need. Like, everyone knows that it's just like the majority of the world is just up to this current stage of Dune 2. And it's like, oh, let me just tell you something that happens in book 8 that you're gonna have to wait 20 years for.
Yeah, literally. Or we may never get to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was definitely good. Do go and watch that. I don't think there's anything coming out in the cinema. Nope.
Nope. Not that I can think of.
All right, well, if no one's got any shows or anything they want to big up, Richard is officially a liar, guys. Just putting it out there. Guys, that has been episode 227. Rate, comment, subscribe, and in the comments, tell Richard he's a waste man. Oh, yeah, six.
Bad Boys.